from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So, it's always...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's fun to talk Royals, but it's also always fun to talk about formal foes and hear how they all of a sudden go back and live in hindsight, where they say, well, I wish I'd have done this, or wish I did this differently. Mm-hmm. Nobody better than John Elway to regret things,
right,
or to see him hand a Super Bowl trophy to Clark Hunt, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and be like, oh, here you go. Here's another one in the division that I used to run, the team that I used to beat. Well, not anymore, John. Well, John
Could
Elway,
they not find a Raider to do that? Like, why'd they roll out Elway still for that Super Bowl? That thing was in Las Vegas. They should have had a Raider presented to the Chiefs.
I don't know. But either way, they couldn't have found a better person to have to hand a trophy to the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe next year they'll have Sirianni do it. But John Elway, man, you love to hear him live with regrets, not even one letter.
Did you not get Josh Allen? I feel like he is exactly your type.
I know, he is. And believe me, last year I played with him, and I'm wondering, how long is it going to take him to realize that I passed on him and took Bradley and Chubb instead?
Yeah,
it's crazy. And it took me, it took him 2.5 holes to bring it up. And I loved him, right?
Yeah. But
it just, you know, didn't
work
out.
Type.
That's the was my type. Yeah. And you're right. That was probably my biggest mistake of my GM days, was not taking Josh.
And that's why you're not a GM anymore, because you took Bradley Chubb over Josh Allen.
Right.
When you didn't have a quarterback. When you were watching a team in your division who took a quarterback, 10th overall the year prior, and now they've been to 6 straight AFC championship games.
And you still haven't found a quarterback. They really haven't found a quarterback, obviously, since Peyton left. And in between John and Peyton, they really didn't find themselves a quarterback. And, you know, it's easy to look back now and say, hindsight being 20-20, did you make a mistake? And the answer is obvious. Yeah, you made a big mistake there by not taking Josh Allen. They'd be a competitive team right now if they had Josh Allen. I wonder who would be the head coach in Denver right now. If Josh Allen was the quarterback, would it still be Vic Fangio at that point in time, he says, with a question?
I think it was. Yeah, I mean, I think
it would have been 2018.
Was Vic Fangio? Because I know he was the coach during COVID. So who was the coach right before Vic Fangio? Oh, it was the guy that was having the time of his life that lasted for one day.
Del Rio?
Maybe Jack Del Rio. No, he was the defensive coordinator out there. Anyway, they probably wouldn't have Sean Payton right now. Vance Joseph, okay.
And he had Bill Musgrave, Casey's dad.
Yeah.
And Joe Woods.
Jerome's father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were that was the coach that they went 6-10.
6-10 that year. Yep. What year was that? 2018?
2018. I'm trying to think who their quarterback was. Case Keenum.
Of course. The great Case Keenum, right? The great Case Keenum.
Yep.
So I like the fact that John Elway comes out and admits, hey, you know what? I screwed that one up. I made a major mistake. Yeah. I don't think Bronco fans want to hear that, right? They want to go, why didn't you draft a quarterback? You had Case Keenum. Why weren't we drafting a quarterback? But you hear that as like his biggest mistake. And then you start thinking about like the nitpicking that goes on with Brett Veach taking Breland Speaks.
Right.
There are people who still complain about that trade.
Was I considered one of them yesterday?
Were you complaining about it yesterday?
I wasn't complaining. We were talking about misses as a GM.
Yeah, but I mean, but it goes to show you, like, Brett Veach really doesn't have any misses as the general manager. Now, he'll probably tell you, yeah, the Breland Speaks one, and maybe taking McColl over DK Metcalf, but at the timing and everything that was going on with Tyreek, they needed that same type of player, so it made sense at the time. But I mean, like, if we're trying to figure out what Brett Veach's biggest mistake is, and we all come back to Breland Speaks, I mean, just sit back, put your feet up, you know, take a drag off your dart and say it's a beautiful day, because the biggest mistake is a nondescript linebacker that Brett Veach took instead of somebody else, where John Elway's sitting back going, damn, I could have had Josh Allen and I screwed that one up. Imagine living with that regret for the rest of your life. Brett Veach has got to live with, he drafted Breland Speaks. He's going to be just fine.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because somebody says, from Elway, that he got to hand it out because he was the MVP of the Super Bowl 25 years prior.
Okay.
And then someone also has a good theory. They thought San Francisco was going to win, so they wanted Elway to give it to Lynch.
That's a great conspiracy theory, and I'm 100% in on that.
Yeah,
I love
you're a big scripted guy.
I am in on that. Yeah, 100%.
But, I mean, I just thought it was great because after you watch that Super Bowl victory and you're with all your buddies and everybody's celebrating, you're like, what's next? And then all of a sudden you see John Elway walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're screwed.
John Elway's passing off the trophy to the Chiefs.
The previous year before they drafted Josh Allen is that they didn't need proof to get Josh Allen. Their three quarterbacks were Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler, and Paxton Lynch.
Well, why would you draft Josh Allen?
Why would you be like, you know what we need? Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb.
There's a reason why you're still a used car salesman and not a GM of a franchise that you built.
Right.
Because you had Paxton Lynch, Brock Osweiler, and Trevor Siemian.
Siemian. Yeah.
And you decided that you would just Case Keenum it instead of Josh Allen.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you?
I don't know, but it's crazy when you go pay for Peyton Manning to give you 2 to 3 years, got him to 2 Super Bowls, 1-1, got your job. But then this is where we can tie in Brett Veach.
Right.
Brett Veach is always a season, or you could say 2 steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The Denver Broncos didn't treat that franchise like they knew that Peyton Manning's arm could potentially fall off.
Right.
Which it did.
Mm-hmm. In fact, his neck.
Well, it was also his arm, because I remember watching preseason, he couldn't throw the ball 15 yards.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they told themselves, well, at least we have a good defense. And I'm pretty sure at that point that year, they had Paxton, not Paxton Lynch, they had Brock Osweiler starting.
Well, yeah, because the Chiefs knocked Peyton Manning out in that game that when we finally got over the hump in Denver, beat Peyton Manning. They won the Super Bowl that year, but that's when the Chiefs destroyed Peyton Manning and made him look like, oh my God, it's time to hang it up.
And they basically were just like, keep your shoulder attached to your body. We'll ride this defense to the playoffs. And then once the playoffs start, we'll just get first downs and control ball possession, and they end up winning the Super Bowl that year.
Sure.
Whatever. But again, that was also a terrible showing from Cam Newton, the MVP of the league that year. And the Carolina Panthers went 15-1. He completely collapsed in the Super Bowl that year because Von Miller was
still wondering why he's not playing.
Right. And and it's just, I don't know.
Did you see your last year in New England, sir?
Gosh.
Yeah, you know.
Talk about can't throw.
Oh, God.
But he could take on like five pedestrians at a speech one time. I saw that over the summer. He just absolutely
That was
nuts.
Last summer where that he started beating up kids.
At a camp football camp.
Football camp. And like his hat didn't fall off.
No, he just took care of business. Yeah. People forgot, oh, that's Cam Newton.
Right.
Never mind. He's like 6'7" and 250 pounds.
He's going to beat my ass.
Like he might be out of the NFL, but he's still like 35. Yeah. Like, you know, or however old he is, 38,
That 39. Was so funny. That was about a year ago. That mob, angry mob and Cam just fighting him with his hat.
Which is weird that people have, you know, weird aggression towards people. But also, I found this a little strange. Matt Hollis.
Who?
Buffalo Bills wide receiver. Got a bit of a funky vibe here.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't wear shoes, like ever, unless he has to wear cleats because he's forced to.
I think shoes are a tool.
Okay.
And people have made them a part of their body. Like, I wouldn't walk around with a hammer just because I might need a hammer sometimes.
Now, he does wear cleats because he has to, but he calls them foot prisons.
Mac Hollins, I apologize. Foot prisons.
Uh-huh.
Would you go without shoes if you could?
Yeah.
You're just walking your Fesco walk, going shirtless and shoeless?
Yeah.
Did it in high school for some time.
You did?
Yeah, it was kind of my thing.
You didn't wear shoes to high school?
Yeah. I had it in my backpack in case I got caught. But usually I didn't. Usually teachers didn't care.
Did you wear socks?
Nope.
Just bare feet?
Yep.
How'd you go into like Quick Trip?
No such thing in Nashville.
Well, you
Very
had
sad.
Something similar. A Sheetz, whatever it was called down there.
Come and Go?
Yeah, just...
Cumberland Farms? Like, what did you had something
pump,
like
pump
that.
Pump my gas outside or just walk in?
I don't think they have signs anymore that say no, no shoes, no shirts, no they service.
They don't, really. No. Not anymore. You can go into any
restaurant.
I
could be wrong, but I have not seen one.
You could go into any... Like when people take their socks and shoes off on a plane, I think it's disgusting.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's kind of,
You know?
That's
but,
fair.
Like,
Drew Nixon told me he mows his yard sometimes without shoes.
That's not safe.
Ooh,
what if you slip on the graph, you slide under the blade, you slice your foot off?
When I was in my barefoot stage, I actually had a guy stop me from mowing the lawn and say, hey, my brother really hurt himself by mowing the lawn barefoot. You don't do that. I was like, all right,
look
fine.
Look like I'll a damn Deion Sanders foot if you're not too careful. He also says there's something about small cats.
Small cats will steal your soul. Never have them around. If it's a house cat, that'll steal your soul.
I agree.
So far, you might be Mac Hollins.
Yes,
I hate cats.
Hate shoes. You think
small cats will steal your soul. Never have them around.
Yeah.
If it's a house cat, that'll steal your soul.
Cats are the worst. I'm allergic to them. We used to have wild cats in the yard. That's when Hacksaw had to come over and get the cat, and it crawled up the front of the van and stayed inside the engine block for days.
I don't like cats, but my dad and my stepmother, they have, I believe, four, and I love them all.
You do?
Yeah, there's this one called Dominic. He's like a little like Italian. We call him Dom.
Does he have an accent?
He does, dude. Yeah. He stole my soul and talks to me.
Right.
So Mac Hollins. This is a story that came out yesterday. Pretty good stuff. Doesn't wear shoes, calls them foot prisons.
Right.
Doesn't like small cats because they eat your soul.
That's right.
Surely that's it.
Like, what happened that people said you got to start using utensils? Your hands will help you digest because your body knows that it's coming. Your hands will get the temperature of the food so you can better understand what it's going to be before it goes in your mouth so you don't burn your tongue or your lips. And you're more cognizant of washing your hands. People are like, it's dirty. No, it's not, because I know I'm about to eat with my hands, so I got to wash them. A lot of y'all don't wash your hands out the bathroom, let alone before you eat.
I still can't believe that I leave public restrooms and there are people who don't wash their hands still. We lived through that pandemic back in 2020. Right?
I call them out.
Wash your damn hands. It's disgusting, right? It's gross when you don't wash your hands coming out of the bathroom. Now, about his utensil comment. I will not use a three-prong fork. I made that abundantly clear. That three-prong fork comes out at a restaurant, I'm asking for a plastic one, or I'm leaving.
I just don't ever want to watch somebody try to eat mashed potatoes without a spoon.
Well, that's a little much. Yeah, you know,
he's not using utensils, not using shoes. Hates small cats. Not sure what they did to anybody, but he doesn't like them. So, soul catchers.
Like the whole not wearing of the shoes thing and eating with your hands. How do you function in a normal society being that guy?
I don't think you do.
Does this guy have a girlfriend?
No, guaranteed.
Yeah, let me look it up.
If he thinks small cats steal your soul.
Well, yeah.
I'm like you, though. The whole washing hand, I call people out.
It's disgusting. You're a slob.
I did the exit room thing one time. I'll never do it again. Too much anxiety.
Exit room.
Where you have to like get out of the room.
Oh, and
you
the
have
escape all these, room?
Yeah, brutal. I had terrible anxiety, too. Before we did it, though, this guy was in the bathroom. This is like coming straight out of the pandemic. Right. I mean, we're talking like late 2020. Like everything's okay. You can go in small groups.
Right.
This guy goes to the bathroom and we get ready to take the picture after we're done. And they're over there in this group. And I said, that guy didn't wash his hands.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, wait, what? And we're getting there like, everybody smile. And everyone's like, and then after the picture's taken, like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, that guy over there didn't wash his hands. He's like, I couldn't get the towels out. I was like,
it doesn't stop you from washing your dry on your jeans.
But when you hear that audio, do you guys do anything that maybe other people might think is weird? Like, do you have like something that in your house, like somebody were to come in and be like, all your chips are facing one way? And I can help you out here. My closet is OCD centric.
Is it really?
I'm dead serious. So I have all like my work polos on one. It starts on the right. So like all the 6'10 polos are there. Then that leads into like nice shirts. That then leads into slacks, pants, jeans. That then leads into polos, all color coordinated. Then leads to regular just t-shirts, color coordinated. Long sleeve shirts, into sweatshirts. And then the back are like the shirts I can't get rid of. So like I have like a 2009 Zach Greinke Cy Young shirt that looks like a halter top, but I won't get rid of it.
You won't get rid of it. Yeah.
And that's what that's one of my weird things. And then on the floor, the shoes are all in a correct way, all nicely put down there. So like if somebody's first thing to do when they came to my house, open my closet, they'd be like, okay, this guy's a little strange. But everything else is fine. Like normal room, I also make my bed every morning.
You do?
Every morning.
Wow.
Every single morning.
I told Jen, I said, you got to start making the bed every morning. I want a nice inviting boudoir in which to arrive home in after a tough day at work.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and she goes, you can make it too. I go, actually, I can't.
Really?
She's in it when I leave.
It's fair. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Wrap her up in the bed and leave her there?
No.
No, so she can make the bed, right? Like I said, just make the bed, just pull it up, make it nice,
every
make
morning,
it welcoming,
military style. You sheets do. Get tucked. I'm really? Dead serious, dude. Wow. I can take a picture of it every morning if you wanted to. Tucked in sheets, pillows there. The day pillows there. Blanket on the top gets folded, put in the corner. I'm just, you know, you wouldn't think so with a guy getting called the dirty werewolf in the past.
Yeah,
but I'm dead serious, man. The bed gets made every day. And the diffuser gets hit in the morning, so the room gets the lavender.
I have a nice diffuser. It's lavender.
Diffuser.
It's very nice.
So I mean, that's a weird thing too that I have. But
yeah, no, it helps you sleep. I guess I don't know that it's weird, but I walk around my house every day and pull weeds.
That's fair. That's a little OCD.
It is, but if you don't, like, we had an oak tree and
don't
it's dropped
Roundup,
so
many.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
And it's dropped so many acorns, so I'm constantly pulling out.
You ever stepped on one barefoot?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the worst.
I don't know how long these things have been buried and they're starting to sprout, so I'm pulling, like, baby oaks out every day. And if you don't get them right away, those roots take hold really fast. Yeah. And so then you're out there, you know, with a shovel and a hoe and all this kind of stuff, and you're trying to get these damn trees up. So I try to walk around every day and pull all the weeds and do all that kind of stuff, even though my lawn looks terrible. But I can't fathom having these trees that are growing. And so if I go over to somebody's house and I see like a weed or a tree, I want to go over there and just pull that thing out.
I used to be that way when I get sunburnt. I wear sunscreen now because of skin cancer fear.
Yeah, sure.
And I would just sit there and like try to pull the longest skin off my arm.
Oh.
It's a salty one. Mac, you got any weird trades before we get into the Madden rankings?
I'm completely normal.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't wear shoes.
Somebody in the text line says, Dusty, I have CDO, which is OCD, but in alphabetical order the way it's supposed to be. Well done. Making bed daily is always a great start to today. True Green Thumb.
Yeah.
Yep. Dusty's military material. I'm the same way, but I'm a Marine. Salute to your service. Yeah. I'm not.
You're
I'm,
not, no. Yeah.
I'm just a weirdo that every morning has to make his bed.
From the 913, how does that guy eat ice cream? It's a good question. I had that same question with mashed potatoes. Maybe you just put it on a cone and you're a cone-only guy?
Dude, yeah, chicken Alfredo at a restaurant. Yeah, what's he doing?
Yeah, how's he eating spaghetti?
Yeah, exactly. What's he doing?
You're rolling out to Jasper's and you order spaghetti and meatballs. What are you doing? Scooping that with your hands?
Maybe his feet.
Not a chance.
How's he? Like, there's no way, right? And I mean, there's no way this guy has a girlfriend if he's eating like this.
I looked it up. I did not find anything.
Yeah. Shocker. Imagine when they go out to eat and she knows his tactics and he's like, I'll do the meatloaf and the gravy of choice. Brown, extra. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute. Hold on. You're going to. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you use the bread as a means to scoop the meat and put it in your mouth.
Oof. I guess that's one way to do it.
You can have a meatball sandwich or a meatloaf sandwich or something like that. Meatloaf sandwich.
I make my bed every morning too. My closet, along with shoes, are also organized. Salute, Dusty. See, we're all in this family together. I needed that. That makes me feel better. I would just literally look at my room and I'd be like, "Am I a sick? You know what? Like, yeah. I'm dead serious, dude. Like, I look at my closet one day and I'm like, okay.
We have my closet organized one time. I'm like, I'm going to keep it this way.
Yeah.
You think it lasted?
No.
Not a chance.
Not at all. Madden rankings have come out. It's fun to guess these.
Real quick, Dusty, yeah. Just because we're talking about the Bills, they did just announce they signed veteran safety Kareem Jackson to a 1-year contract.
Well, there he is. That's the difference
there.
Yep,
there it is.
Champions.
Super Bowl coming their way.
Yep, they've got it.
We know the highest rated player on the Chiefs will be Mahomes. He'll be a 99.
Mm-hmm.
Any other quarterback get a 99?
No.
Can't be, right? He's got to be the one of his own. Yeah. Nobody else.
Unless Aaron Rodgers did based on last year's performance and all.
I bet he's a 94, though. I bet he's up there. I bet he's 92 or 93.
And if he's not up there, you know he's writing a letter right now. Like, he's the ultimate male Karen. He's calling EA Sports complaining about his rating.
Right. So there's 799 totals on Madden. Tyreek Hill's a 99 wide receiver.
Which is legit. One. Like, if he wasn't 99, you'd have to be thinking to yourself, why? Because L'Jarius Sneed throat punched him?
You'd think that Justin Jefferson would be one, but Tyreek Hill is the only overall 99-ranked wide receiver. I know some people don't care, but we always look at players and think, okay, what are their rankings in real life? Mahomes is the other one.
Wait, hang on. Let's go back to that Justin Jefferson one for a second. Let's have a real quick conversation about that. Tyreek Hill, I will say, is better than Justin Jefferson because of that speed that he has that nobody else can match right now, and that'll obviously be on the decline. I think Justin Jefferson gets knocked because he missed games after he played the Chiefs. And maybe that knocks him down a peg a little bit. I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, he did miss like 6 weeks, I guess. That's fair. Yeah, he's the best receiver.
Yeah.
But yeah, Justin Jefferson, to give you the receivers. Justin Jefferson, 98. CeeDee Lamb, 96. A.J. Brown, 95. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 95. Mahomes is the other 99. Tyreek Hill's one. So there's, five other 99s we have to think of who would be the 99s? You think Miles Garrett?
Miles Garrett's a good one.
Okay, so there's one.
Oh, CMC.
McCaffrey's a 99 for sure.
Yeah.
Is there a defensive player that we're not thinking of?
Micah Parsons.
You think he's 99?
T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt could be a 99.
A lot of
Chris
games.
Jones.
I don't think Chris Jones would be a 99. He'll probably be a 95, though, which is impressive.
That's his number in real life.
Yep.
Kelsey?
Is there a lineman? No. Like a Trent Williams? Is he a 99? I think he was last year.
So he could be one, but his Super Bowl, he was about a 79.
I know, that's the thing.
Burrow, no. Jamar Chase, no.
No, we already said the receivers. I would assume, is Bosa one? The text line chimes in.
No.
Is he a 99? But
he's hurt all the time,
though.
So
there's seven total. We have Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons. Is a corner? Is Sauce Gardner a 99? Is anybody up there?
I don't think Sauce is 99.
Hang on a second.
We got three.
Justin Tucker.
Kicker? I would think Butker would be a higher rated kicker than Tucker.
I don't know. Tucker's got this, like, he's the best and they don't care what anybody else does type of vibe.
CMC was one. Is Dan Kilgore going to play today?
Yeah, he could be one, yeah.
I don't know. 913-586-7610. Other 99 ranks when it comes to the Madden video game, which I think nowadays in Madden, I think the only thing we really care about is obviously rankings.
And also physicals. Just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
Thanks, Coach. What a dynamite question to ask. What a absolute.
Have you heard the whole question?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
For the listener at home, have they heard the whole question?
I hope they enjoy that voice because they are hanging it up at the end of the year.
Here they are.
Congratulations on the new contract. Not that it didn't before, but it certainly looks like you're going to be able to finish your career here. What does that mean to you, being where you are in your career now? And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
Thanks, Adam.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.